who will be the captain of the Dockers for this game now?
Probably decided tomorrow, Barra. We haven't really, chatted about it, but we've got some experience in our side. You know, Sonny Walters is a part of our leadership group, so no doubt that he'd be a likely candidate.
And Nat Fyfe was in, but then he was out. But I understand it's not an injury. It's just you've monitored his workloads and decided that's not the way to go.
Look, he trained the other day and he's had a pretty big preparation thus far. You know, the international rules series. So it's in his best interest and our best interest to manage his load. And that's what the strength and conditioning department came up with.
Why was it such a late decision? Like, it seemed like to name him and then pulling out a couple of hours later. Was there a change in thoughts during the day?
No, look, it's really none of my concern, really. If we get told by the strength and conditioning department, if they've managed their loads and said it's not, it's not right for him to play in this series, he'll be right for JLT. It's a management issue, and that's out of my control.
As a former player and now assistant coach or coach, why do you think that most of the star players aren't playing AFLX? Is it like a tactical thing in terms of the build-up of the season? What would be the reason for that?
Oh, look, I couldn't really tell you. I think, as the AFL have said, we're going to experience the unexpected, and I'm sure that this being the first year of the concept and the format, I'm sure it's just a test case for a lot of clubs, so we're no different to anyone else.
What markers have you put on it as a series in terms of what you want to get out of it?
Look, we just think this is another step in the process towards our preparation for JLT in round one.
Is it a bit different for you guys, given that you've got to go three times to Adelaide now? You've got to go this, then JLT, and then also round one?
I think it's a really good process for us, Barra. We didn't have great success there last year, so it's really a good opportunity for our young guys and experienced guys to go back and maybe get some more experience in Adelaide, as it wasn't a happy hunting ground for us last year.
It's a big squad that you're taking over. How many you're looking to actually play throughout the week? And are you going to try and get them all on through the day? Are you going to try and get them all out there?
Yeah, we'll certainly try and give every guy an opportunity. We've got a lot of first-year players, which is really exciting for them and their families and the club, and also our fans to see our new debutants. And our second and third year players like Griffin Logue, Darcy Tucker and Luke Ryan, Brennan Cox. It's going to be exciting to see those guys in this format as well.
Seen all the squad get on the walkthrough except for Daniel Pearce. Is he still going?
He'll be definitely going. Yeah. And there's another experienced player with 250 games to his credit. And I'm sure he'll provide some great leadership as well, along with Brad Hill, Michael Walters and himself.
How important is it, just the travel side of things, just for these young guys who are going for the first time to understand what they're going to have to do to make a career out of this?
Yeah, it was good. We had a meeting about that yesterday with the strength and conditioning, our dietitian and nutritionist, and basically, just outlined what the expectations are and just try and find their own routine. And, it's really developed and over the years, and it's more or less many years ago, just hop on the plane and get over and do what you do. But it's a real routine, bring your own pillow, really ensure that you eat at the hotel and be really guided by the strength and conditioning coaches.
What's this game going to look like? How are you going to play it?
Well, once again, the AFLs have said experience. We're going to about to experience the unexpected, and it's pretty hard to give you an answer on that. Maybe post games and post the whole format, we can have a better idea of what to expect. But it's a version of mini footy. Most clubs play that, and that's a part of our pre-season process to get ourselves fit and get ready for JLT in round one.
Obviously, been practicing it a bit. Who are the fans going to be excited to see based on the way they've performed during training?
Oh, look, the young guys Stephen Gyro really has got a real good motor. Clearly, experienced players like Brad Hill, Michael Walters, excitement machines, and there's no doubt that they'll be certainly having a real crack and running. It's going to suit guys that are real fit at this point of the year. They've got some pace, and their skill execution is going to be on show.
Got a few tools, so you feel like there's a place in the game for them as well?
Absolutely. If they've got agility, and most you would have seen with Richmond last year, smaller forward line, Rewalt, mobile up and down the ground, and that's where the game is probably headed, and there's certainly a place for those types of players in this format.
with McCarthy, so you just want to get as much footy into him as possible, given he had that year off and that sort of thing? Is that part
of it? Look, he's had a terrific pre-season and really excited about him and his work rate up and down the field. That's his strength, and you know, unfortunately last year we didn't have that support for him as a key tool, and he had to provide that one-on-one marking contest down the line. But this format will certainly suit him.
Is this an opportunity for some of these young guys to genuinely press for show their wares without a lot of the senior guys out there to press for selection during the season?
Absolutely. We're at 22 list turnover in the last 2 years. We've got 10 in this year. There's a lot of competition for spots, and I'm sure our experienced players, they're wanting to perform, they want to be fit, and because they know that they've got some talent underneath. They've had really strong pre-seasons, they've fitted in really well, they've got great character, got great leadership. So that puts everyone on notice, and it's exciting for our fans and exciting for the club.
Did you officially coach, or does Ross still coach?
Well, I think we'll both be coaching, so look, at this point, he's handed over the reins to me, but I'm sure that he'll have a great input.
So what's that experience? Obviously, you've also coached in your own right at lower levels, so what's it? How does it change for you now?
Yeah, look, I've coached at TAC Cup level, I've coached community football, I've been assistant coach, I've been around a while. It's a great opportunity for myself to further develop and grow individually, and that's what our club is about, is growing extraordinary people on and off the field, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity. But like any of our assistants, Mick Pryor, David Hale, Simon Eastall, they could have done this job equally, and we've all contributed at this point, and I'm just fortunate enough to be in this position.
Lots of yelling going on. No box, you sit down on the sidelines.
Nah, we'll try and keep it quiet.
It's going to be a bit different. Yeah.
And Brayshaw, what are you hoping to see from him? He's been thrown straight in, isn't he?
Yeah, look, he's a disciplined, a really professional player, and that's why he went to pick two. So look forward to him contributing.